Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Authorities in Colorado Springs say they have yet to file charges against the suspect in the mass shooting at a gay nightclub on Saturday. NPR's Martin Costi reports they say they're taking time to ensure a strong case against the shooter.
The district attorney in Colorado Springs, Michael Allen, says it's too early to say whether the accused shooter, 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, will be charged with a hate crime, though that is a possibility.
It's important that if we have enough evidence to support bias-motivated crimes, to charge that. It's important for this community.
But even if there isn't enough evidence of a motive for bias crime charges, Allen says the penalty for murder is greater, and five people were killed. Martin Costi, NPR News.
On Monday, the nation's largest railroad union voted against a tentative deal brokered in part by the Biden administration. It's the fourth union to do so. NPR's Amina Bustillo has more on how the administration plans to address the threat of a strike.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that a strike would be unacceptable. However, the priority is for management and union leaders to resolve the labor dispute themselves.
We continue to urge both sides to finish their work in good faith and avoid even the threat of a shutdown, as we've been saying.
Four of 12 freight rail unions, with a combined membership of close to 60,000 rail workers, have voted down the five-year contract agreement brokered by the Biden administration back in September. If no deal is reached by December 8th, railways could lock out workers or workers could strike. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, The White House.
The U.S. Energy Department today announced more than $1 billion in funding to help extend the life of California's last operating nuclear plant. Member station KCBX, Benjamin Perper has the story.
Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant on California's Central Coast provides about 9% of the state's energy portfolio, but it was scheduled to close in 2025. The state's energy crisis led the California legislature to approve a plan to extend the plant's life until 2030. Now the federal government is stepping in with about $1.1 billion to help with upgrades, relicensing costs, and more, though that funding is conditional and subject to change. There are still major concerns about the aging plant's ability to withstand a natural disaster or system failure. Its operator, Utility Pacific Gas and Electric, says the plant is safe and reliable. For NPR News, I'm Benjamin Perper in San Luis Obispo, California.
A powerful earthquake that hit Indonesia is being blamed for the deaths of at least 162 people. The quake centered near the island of Java today, injuring hundreds more and shaking buildings in the capital, Jakarta, 60 miles away. Some people are still believed to be trapped beneath the rubble. The magnitude 5.6 quake triggered landslides that prevented rescue crews from reaching some areas. Stocks lost ground today on Wall Street. The Dow was down 45 points. The Nasdaq fell 121 points. This is NPR. Ukrainian authorities say they're beginning to evacuate civilians from some liberated areas in southern Kherson and Mykolaiv regions amid fears the damage sustained as a result of Russia's sustained assault against the country is simply too great for people to remain there. In some cases, infrastructure, including the ability to provide power, heat, and water, is so damaged officials do not believe people can remain. The World Health Organization is warning millions of people in Ukraine face a life-threatening winter because of the damage. Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, is reinstating the personal account of controversial Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. Member station WABE, Alex Helmick has more.
Greene was banned in January from Twitter under previous ownership for violating the platform's COVID misinformation policies. She has embraced conspiracy theories, made threats against other members of Congress, and refused to accept the results of the 2020 election. She's also recently called for the U.S. to cut aid to Ukraine. Past incendiary comments led to Greene being stripped of her committee assignments last year in the House. Those are expected to be reinstated with Republicans winning the majority in the chamber. Greene's reinstatement follows the return of former President Donald Trump's account to Twitter. For NPR News, I'm Alex Helmick in Atlanta.
With the work-from-home world apparently alive and well, at least for now, video conferencing company Zoom says it's upping its annual profit forecast. Company betting demand will hold up as more firms transform into hybrid operations. Shares of the San Jose, California-based company rose nearly 3% in trading today. Zoom experienced major growth during the coronavirus pandemic. This is NPR.